Before long, I heard some birds twittering a beautiful song up in a tree. I howled a hello.
Arrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
and flew away. In fact, animals I hadn't even noticed scattered. Every squirrel, deer, and mouse looked for a place to hide. Why does this always happen to me? I wondered. Sure, I got hungry every once in a while, but who didn't? Blame my appetite. Don't blame me. Maybe it had something to do with those horrible wolf stories human beings always told their children. I knew that those terrifying tales weren't good for the kids. Now I realized they weren't good for me either. I sat down on a rock to think things over. I was certain that if others got to know me better, they would like me. But how could they get to know me better if they ran away every time I got near them? There was only one solution. I'd find out more about the animals who lived in the forest. I'd study their diet, where they spend their time, and what they do for fun. Then, I'd try to engage them in conversation and impress them with my knowledge. After all, everyone enjoys talking about themselves. Then, they'd begin to understand that I'm not a bad fellow.